too much land here. Some people that are troubling some of you are already dead. Yet, listen, let me finish. But their words are still tormenting you. Some words beyond the grave. Can you imagine somebody dead? His word is still having impact over your life. Let me show you something. Cain killed Abel. He killed Abel. And when God asked him, he said, God, am I my brother's keeper? God said, Cain, I can hear the voice of the blood of Abel crying for revenge. And he said, eh? And God now told him his punishment. Listen, oh, God told him his punishment. And he said, God, this punishment is too much. You are telling me that somebody's voice from the grave.
He's crying.
You are not going to tell me that I can't. Either I'm living on the surface of the heart. That anybody that sees me, they will kill me. You have made me into a vagabond. I know, God. And God said, anybody that touches Cain, I will kill. That's a rebellious person. Somebody that just kills somebody. Yet, there is a blood that speaks better things. By the blood of Jesus. Every voice beyond the grave speaking into my life, I silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth and pray. I don't like the way you are praying in this place. Hey. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The reason for the blood, the shedding of blood, the reason for the shedding of blood is to cover sin. Right? Right? Understand. It's to cover sin. It's to cover sin. So if sin is dealt with, there shouldn't be consequences. Bible said, Jesus became sin for us. So when they nailed him to the cross, it was sin that was nailed to the cross. So the reason for consequences is taken away. So if your sins were forgiven, there should be no more consequences. Some of you made mistakes. You took the wrong turn. And you think you must suffer it all your life. I've come to address that tonight. No more consequences. Listen. You need to understand something. How many of you have flown before? And the pilot tells you at a time that we need to change our course. It happens. In North Carolina, we touched ground and suddenly we took off again because we nearly collided with another plane. The plane crossed the path, but it took off. What am I trying to bring to you? God is in control of your life and you think you will be in an accident. Hello? Some of you still believe Taisho Lahani's writing. May your road be rough. No. Every crooked places have been made straight. Rough roads have been smoothed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mountains and hills have been abased, and valleys have been filled. Who told you that your road must be rough? A king told the children of Israel, you won't pass. Who determines ways? He said, I can make the way through the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Do you know, it depends on where you are located on the earth's surface. Everywhere, as far as you can dig, you will get water. Depending on where you are. Depending. Because the heart was laid upon the water. So every resources you have you need on earth is already there. But we need to demand. Prayer is ask. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. The Message translation puts it this way. Do not bargain with God. Be direct. Be direct. Do not bargain with God. Some of you will say, oh God, I want you to give me $10,000. And then you calculate your salary, your paycheck. Listen to me. I need you to learn something. I need you to learn something, friends of God. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be contented. Amen. But almost every one of us budget based on our salary. Is that true or not? So that shows us what our source is. Your salary is only one of the means by which your source is meeting your needs. And who is your source? God should be your source. So it's not about what is coming in. I had this testimony and it changed my life. Two testimonies. A church needed to pay $1.7 million on a Monday morning. $1.7 million. And when they, you know, the family prayed, the pastor's family was praying. So the children noticed that they were not praying in faith. So the child, one of the children, now said to the parents, well, you taught us that God can do anything. $1.7 million is small for God. And the woman said she went back upstairs and said, God, you heard them. 6 a.m., the phone rang. And a man on the other end said, God told me to wire $1.7 million into your account. Can you send me the account number? Another situation. Another church wanted to buy a property. They had $100,000 in their account. And God instructed the pastor to give away the $100,000. So he obeyed. He obeyed God. Somebody said, ha. Amen. So the pastor found a property. So he called the realtor. So they met on the property. Amen. When they met on the property, so he asked the realtor, how much is this property? He said, $7 million. And the realtor asked him, how much do you have? He said, we don't have anything. We just gave out the $100,000. And the realtor brought out his check, wrote a check of $7 million and paid for the building. Listen, I'm talking about, it depends on where you have been to. It depends on where you have been to. It's the same plane. When you are sitting at the back and you are being rocked, people, they call it first class for a reason. It's the same plane. Hello? I pray, may you begin to get access to where you should be. In the name of Jesus. After you have suffered for a while. My while is over. How can you work for a whole year? You can't go for vacation. And somebody will be waiting for you on your day, on the day you get your paycheck, they will call you, remote control, call you from Nigeria, I say, or from Ghana, or Zimbabwe, or Kenya, I say, tell you stories, and you will run to Western Union, and wire, and when you get to your country, you see those people in big houses, and big, whereas the anyway, it happens to some of you because you are not tithers. Because it will devour devourers for your sake. So if you are not a tither, you will be devoured somehow. You see, they are quiet now. You are going to pray. From this point forward, I didn't hear you now. From this point forward, my life advances. My purpose advances. In Jesus' name. There is somebody here, you have written a type of exams over and over. Certification. You have not been passing. I release you. The next time you write it, you are passing it. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. I just saw a letter torn. Anyone that has a case in the court is finalized this time around. In your favor. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In your favor. In your favor. Hallelujah. Keyboardist, I need you. Please, I need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, I'm gonna say some things. If it's for you, just receive it. Amen. If it's last week, no. Was it 2 weeks ago or something? About 3 weeks ago, I was preaching for Pastor Arasan. And I was in the service, and I saw that in somebody's house, somebody appears physically in the middle of the night. So I said the person should come out. She refused to come out. So after the service, she came to meet me. Pastor, I'm not lying. I said, the anointing has lifted. On Saturday last week, I was sleeping in the hotel and I saw a revelation that they brought to me somebody without hair drum. And in the dream, I laid hands and a new hair drum was created. So I called it on the altar on that Sunday morning. Unknown to me, a woman visited our church. Her friend's daughter was born without hair. No hair, no eardrum. She had the picture of the child on her phone. It was after service. She came to meet me in the office. I said, Pastor, this is the child. I said, the anointing has lifted. Yeah, because when God speaks a word at a certain time, it's because he wants to meet that need. I'm going to call some things forth in your life. Father, from tonight, I draw a line between your people. Between your people. And whatsoever has limited them, whatsoever has hindered them, the line is drawn from today. I command you, from this moment, advance. I can hear your amen. From tonight, advance. I command your purpose to advance. Every form of stagnancy, it's over in the name of Jesus. Every form of stagnancy, I rebook it. I move your life forward. I move your destiny forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I was declaring that somebody's life is moving forward, I saw a pot that was buried open up and shattered. Whatsoever has been used to represent you, to tie you, to delay you, to hinder you, today in the name of Jesus, I locate it and I uproot you. I uproot it. I undo whatever has been done in your life. In the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Listen, people, you can step forward. You can move forward from this time, from this moment. Every suffering that you have experienced in your life, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. Every form of partial stroke, any form of partial stroke, I rebook it. I rebook it right now. Diabetes, I command you go. High blood pressure, I command you go. In the name of Jesus. Hypertension, I rebook you. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody at work. Suddenly, they started disliking you. They seem to be ganging up against you. I command, when you get to that work, every conspirators, I scatter them on your behalf. I scatter them on your behalf. I scatter them on your behalf. And I command, they will favor you. They will favor you. They will favor you. Everyone due for a promotion, even if you are not due for a promotion, I call for promotions right now. I call for promotion in the name of Jesus. Fibroid, I call you. There are people here with fibroid. I command it to disappear. Fibroid, I command right now. Right now. Right now. You are uprooted. You are uprooted. You are uprooted. I command you to disappear. In the name of Jesus. Listen. There is somebody here. Almost every year you have accidents. You always have accidents. Tonight, I terminate it. I terminate it. In the name of Jesus, I terminate it. Every foreclosed home, I command banks, whosoever is in charge, must seek you, renegotiate according to your desire. In the name of Jesus, they will lower the mortgage. They will lower it. They will lower it. In the name of Jesus. Kariba kushe debo kuntolile ikaprokoto bregedia shuto bikali kaparaba hota. I see a family. You bought the second house. You bought the third house. Listen, you are in the process of buying a second house. By the authority of God, buy the second one. by the third one. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command favor. 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 Everywhere you turn. Favor. 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 I deal with the spirit of hardship. The spirit of hardship. I see hardship written on somebody's face. Thank you, Jesus. As I said it, I saw that it's being washed off. Right now, from today, every form of hardship is terminated in your life. It's terminated in your destiny. It's terminated in your purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just saw somebody's passport. The foreign passport was taken and the American passport was exchanged. No, they didn't catch that. Amen. People with immigration problems, listen to me. Even if you have been deported, a notice of deportation has been given to you, is reversed. They can't say amen. They can't say amen. They can't say amen. I pray for somebody as a nurse. They gave you a patient that nearly cost you your job. I pray in the name of Jesus right now. We rearrange it. You will not be available that day. You will not be available that day. When they call you, they will not be able to reach you that day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every woman that is due to be married, you are old enough to be married. Every man that is old enough to be married, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Quick, 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 quick. No delays. Listen to me. There is somebody here amongst you that is standing in front. You have somebody that you have your eyes on. I'm talking about a man somewhere. You have seen some signs that that person seems to be deceiving you. She's deceiving you. Forget her. Forget her. In fact, your mate is nearer to you than you think. Because your eyes is on that person, that's why you are not seeing the person that God has for you. I command your eyes to be blind to that person so that your eyes will be open to the real deal. There is somebody here, not amongst these people that are standing. Anytime you are expecting something good, you have a dream as though somebody comes to deliver something to you. And you always think that, oh, that's a way of God telling you. In the realm of the spirit, they witness what you are expecting. And they take it and give you what is not. From today, I command an end to such. In the name of Jesus. I command your eyes to be open. 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 your eyes will be open. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Pastor, be ready for weddings. Glory to God. Weddings. Weddings. Yeah, congratulate them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are over 7 billion people on the earth's surface. So God will not have one person for you to marry. Amen. Out of 7 billion. It's true. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We can't live tonight without, listen, if I preach to you and I pray over you for 50 hours, there are some things that cause things forth. It says the deep call to the deep. Yes. Amen. Money can only answer to money. Amen. Just that, just like there is no fruit if there is no seed. But a lot of you don't understand that in that seed is a tree that does not bring one fruit. Jesus. It brings many fruits with many seeds. So there should be a ripple effect in your finances. You people think that God is poor, that he wants to collect from you. If you don't release, you can't receive. And God is not poor. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Pastor, I don't pray for everybody anymore. Amen. If you come to me that God should provide, pray for me, Pastor, that God should provide, I will ask you, when last did you give? True. I'm not playing. And sir, Pastor, God opened my eyes to the grace that he has put upon my wife. It's not that I didn't know it before. Anytime I'm broke, you can call my wife and ask her. Anytime I'm broke, sir, I will not call her. I will say, I want to bless you. My wife will say, you are broke now. I minister to her because I recognize that grace. And it's not in the amount. Amen? Before I came, as I was about to leave for the airport, I looked at the money in my pocket. It wasn't much. So I took out $40. I gave it to her. Hello? Only $40. She said, hey, you are looking for money. I said, yes. Yeah, so by the time I landed on that Wednesday, somebody called me and said, Pastor, I just deposited $1,000 in your account. We are still in today. I got another text. Pastor, send me your account number. I'm depositing $1,000. $40, $1,000, and $2,000. You see? She has the same grace. I like that. Hallelujah. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. There is no way to it. If I pour a gallon of oil upon your head, if you are not careful, that oil will become, if fire touches it, it will fry you. So tonight, I'm calling for a seed. Amen? Something happened to me today, sir. Something happened while we're doing a meeting. Wait until I give instructions. Don't worry, this one is different. Amen? Do you know that God knows what you give and is interested in what you give? Jesus stood at the place of the treasury and he saw how people were dropping money. Amen? So tonight, if you have the ability, just $100. Amen? Hello? I want you to break a pattern. Amen? We are calling it an offering for advancement. Listen, listen. I'm not saying things that are beyond me. Amen? Or things that I've not seen. Listen to me. How can you explain somebody that is earning $36,000? Suddenly, it jumped to $86,500. Amen? And from $86,500 to $106,000 in 1 year. Our God can do it. So let's do it. Listen, 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 listen. $100 is not a big deal. May you not have emergencies. I can't hear your amen. So you are going to bring that offering. The $100, you will put it in my hand. I need, and I will drop it on this altar. And there is God in this house. Listen, God answers prayers in this place. I'm operating under the grace of the pastor. Amen? Amen? I'm operating under the grace of God upon him. Everything I've done tonight is not because of... I'm operating because there is a grace in the house. And this God that answers prayer, there will be advancement. Receive advancement. I can't hear amen now. Receive advancement. Receive advancement. Quick, 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 quick. Receive advancement. Receive advancement. Okay. Amen. If you can do electronic giving too, I like this church. They do everything. Electronic giving, you can do it and just come and shake my hand. Oh, I will say, shake your hand. Come and shake my hand. Naomi, come and shake my hand. God bless you, Naomi. My sister, mark today. Mark today. Mark today. You think time has passed you. You think you struggle concerning everything. And you think that your life is a drag. Mark today. Mark today. It's your beginning of beginners. God said, because I just saw you speed. I see that the people that have long gone before you, I saw you overtaking them. It's not that they stopped, they were going, but you overtook them. So shall it be. And enough of this crying. Enough of this worry. Enough. Eh? Enough. You are beautiful. You are. But when you frown around, they won't notice you. Advancement. What do you do? Huh? Civil engineer. Software engineer. What's the name of the company God gave to you? What's the name of the company God gave to you? The idea of owning your own company. What's the name? It's because you have not named it. That's why it's not in existence. Go get the name. And it doesn't have to be, because God already told you. Because I saw you writing programs. So, writing programs. Go and name that company. It doesn't need to be divine. Just name it. If you like, name it dog. Call it something. Receive it. Come back. Bought a brand new car. Okay. I saw you in a brand new car. Not. I actually saw you in a brand new Range Rover. So something big is coming. But listen, when God blesses you, if you disappear in church, you will see 99. Amen. You have too many ideas. You have ideas, but you don't learn to write them down. Begin to write them down and put them into action. Carry. God will help you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Be blessed. I pray for you in Jesus' name. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, let there be restorations. Any part that is missing, I call it forth. Don't go. Let there be recreation. In your sleep, let the God of heaven perform a complete surgery. In Jesus' name. So do you want it? Your wife has desired it. She's been desiring it. knows what I'm talking about. Don't give up easily. I saw you fighting some battles and you became discouraged at the verge of the conclusion of that battle. Don't give up easily. All the stories that you have heard of, that you have known in your family, you are exempted. Are you hearing me? I know. I can see the story. And you think that story is going to repeat itself in your life. God said to me, I should tell you, no. You are exempt. Finish the battle. Don't get discouraged. And you can't die in it. Listen, look at me. You can't die in it. Huh? You can't die in it. So all this fear that you are having, forget it. Huh? Remember tonight, in the presence of all these witnesses, it can happen. In Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. Online, right? You give it online. Calm down. You came to settle some things tonight with God. Yeah, I already answered some prayers. You know that, right? Demonstration of what you have received tonight. Go on that altar and start dancing to the music that you are singing. Because I saw her doing Thanksgiving, sir, that the church came to rejoice with her. I said on the altar, what name did you name the child? Hallelujah. Are you tired? Call forth every ability of God in you. You are a very creative person, but you like to be in the background. Pastor, she has so many creative ideas that can move this church forward. So, they are not yours. They were given to you so that you can, okay? And, okay? God give you confidence in Jesus' name. Listen, even if you are not due for promotion at your place of work, I call it forth. Before the end of this year, where is your husband? Send him some blessings. What do you want to change? The house or another car? Which one? You see, people answered for you. They said both. Why can't you receive both? A beautiful spirit. Where are you running to? Beautiful spirit. I see God taking frustrations out of your life. You are going through some things that you guys are not sharing. You are going through it. But God said to me, I should tell you, there is a reversal today. The story leads to a glory. I deliver whatsoever you are desiring, whatsoever has been making you to cry, to call upon the Lord, to fast and pray. I deliver it to your hand today. In Jesus' name. Go from today, no more struggles. In Jesus' name. Has that been your desire? You are dilly-dallying about what you want to do. You had your mind set on something before, but it seems as if your confidence is no more there. Go for it. Go for that thing. You are capable. Okay? I shall return. I will be back. And I will follow you. It's a deal, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is she still dancing? Receive it in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Drummer, musician, pastor, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Thank God, because we are taking communion after this. I preached recently, sir, on the mystery of the blood. The mystery of the blood. The Bible says if the blood of bulls and goats could cover sin, how much more? It was the blood of bulls. People shed the blood in Egypt. People just killed one thing, one goat. Put the blood on the lintel of their houses. An angel of death could not touch anybody. Just the blood of bulls. How much more the blood of Jesus? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. A curse causeless shall not alight. So if Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, there should be no curse that can alight. I say it again. Christ has redeemed us from every curse. So anybody cursing anybody is a waste of time. Why? Because he was already hung on the tree, having redeemed us from any curse. I say it again. The basis for a curse, amen? Somebody can be cursed because of a reason, right? But Christ already redeemed you from the curse, not a curse. A man can curse you, a curse. But Christ redeemed us from the being that is called curse. So any curse operating in your life, when you take the blood today, it's of no effect already. It's your mindset, you believed in it. That's why it's in operation. Amen? Come here. Amen? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sir, this communion is strong, is powerful. And as you take it tonight, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Are you hearing? So, if I need blood, man, because there is a certain disease in my body, and the blood has some functions. One of the functions of the blood is to develop an anti against whatsoever is happening, right? So, the reason why I need a blood transfusion is because somebody has immunity in their blood. So if they infuse the blood into my blood, it will deal with the disease. So even if your life is not sufficient for the breakthrough, for the blessing, it's the blood of Jesus that is being infused into you. So the things that cannot happen to Jesus should not happen to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just saw somebody build a gas station. Gas station. I just saw a gas station being erected. Thank you, Father. Listen. Somebody's land is restored back to him. I just saw. You guys know that I'm not playing now, right? Pastor, I beg you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. You okay? You okay? Are you okay? Why are you nervous? You are not nervous. Okay. If I say, are you okay? Say, I'm okay. Okay. What do you desire? I'm not asking you to tell me. Father, I pray for your daughter. Let there be a major turnaround. I call it forth. You lost some important things. pieces. Stop weeping. It's because God has better for you. Said I should tell you, bury the dead dog. Go and bury it. Go and bury it. Go and bury it. You have sorrowed enough. You have cried enough. Enough is enough. You gave your heart. You gave everything. It was broken. It's okay. God is mending it. God is healing you. You will still be happy. You will rejoice. He does not deserve you. That's why. Okay? Thank God. Thank God. It's done. It's done. You are loved. I'm telling you. You are loved. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every money you need.
Amen.
More than.
Amen.
From today.
Amen.
May God. Listen, sir. Listen. I did a thesis on Solomon. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Solomon was worth, it will blow your mind, $70 billion. Solomon. His father prepared everything that needed to be done for the temple. If God calls you to build, he has made a provision. It's another dimension. And answer, you notice some warfare started the moment the issue of the building came in. Your authority was questioned. So many things happened behind the scene. It's not that they don't believe in you, sir. It's because they have not been shown what God showed you. So your prayer should be, God showed them and they will pay for it. You hear, sir? It's deep. There are so many things I won't say out there. You understand? What will be taken care of? In fact, it's taken care of.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. God is able to do
just what he said he would do.
He's gonna fulfill.
He's gonna fulfill
every promise.
Every promise.
So up on God.
Don't give up on God.
Cause he won't give up on you.
He's able.
We say God is able. Say God is able. Every promise,
to you.
So don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
Cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Oh, oh, oh. He's able.
You say, oh.
God is able to do just what he said he will do.
He's gonna fulfill.
He's gonna fulfill
every promise.
Every promise to me.
I won't give up on God.
Won't give up on God. Cause he won't give up.
Tonight I command whosoever the person is. I'm sorry if I messed up some surprises about the car. It's released in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Who is rooting me? Or who is connected to a rooting me? Rooting me. You are connected to a rooting me. I reverse every intention of the wicked. You will not sorrow because of him. I command wherever he is, he will not go where God did not send him.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Pastor.